Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is one of the most important things you need to do in order to eat healthier, burn more fat, build muscle, or whatever your goals might be.
Starting with the most important things and getting them in place.
Like, what is it that baseline, this is where you need to focus. That's Monica Reinagle. She's a licensed nutritionist whose podcast, The Nutrition Diva, was just named by New York Times as one of 12 health podcasts worth listening to. She also hosts another podcast called Change Academy, which she was gracious enough to have me on as a guest, so link to that in the description. But I had the very wonderful opportunity to ask her a bunch of questions about how to eat healthier consistently. Here's what she had to say. The conversation around how we eat and how we live and our relationship to food is so incredibly messy. It can be complicated and made complicated, but then other people tell you it's actually really simple. It's just these three things. And truthfully, there's so much tied up in it, especially with the larger messaging that at least in the US is very prevalent. Talk to us very quickly about what we should unlearn about our relationship to food and what we should try to ignore as we navigate finding the right balance for ourselves.
Well, of course, that does depend on where you're coming from. But I think that you said some people will just say, oh, it's very simple. We just need to boil it down to these three things. And I do feel like making things simpler is a good idea, because in the media landscape, for anybody who is out there looking for guidance or looking for information about how to eat healthier, they can quickly become overwhelmed with a huge list of things to worry about, all kinds of toxins that need to be avoided, and then an equally long list of all the things that you must do in order to be healthy. You have to eat all the right foods, you have to cook them all the correct way, you have to eat them in the right timing and the right combinations. Yeah. And it can get so overwhelming that people just kind of shut down and feel like, well, either they get obsessive about trying to get it all right, which can quickly become a full-time job, or they kind of give up before they start because it just feels like an insurmountable challenge. So while I want to acknowledge that there are a lot of details involved in our relationship to food and the choices that we make as we go through the day, every day, there is a place for starting with the most important things and getting them in place. And then maybe if you still have the bandwidth, we could back up the lens and look at some other things and take a look at some of the special considerations. But too often, I think we get stuck in teeny tiny little details that ultimately have not that big an impact on our well-being. And we're overlooking the really big, yes, simple things that we could do to be upgrading our diets.
So what are the fundamentals? Like, what is it that baseline, this is where you need to focus?
Well, I've thought a lot about this because I set myself a challenge about 8 years ago, and that was to narrow it down to a very short list of questions that people could consider about their diet that would give them the fundamentals. And it was a really interesting project. We could talk a little bit more. And it ended up being turned into an app that I developed called the Nutrition GPA. But in order to develop that app, I really had to think, okay, if I can only ask a handful of questions, what questions would they be? And the one that really jumped to the top of the list is focusing on getting 5 servings of vegetables a day. A lot of things flow from that. But I just also want to acknowledge what's not included in that, and that is eating only the right vegetables, or eating these vegetables but not those vegetables, or only eating them raw, or only eating them steamed, or that kind of thing. It's like, can we just start with eating more vegetables? Because the average American citizen adult eats 1.5 servings of vegetables per day. We could be doing so much better. And if I really, if my back were against the wall and I had to pick just one thing that people could do to improve their nutrition and improve their diets, I think I'd start there.
So just increasing total number of vegetables consumed in a day with the goal of getting to five.
With the goal of getting to five, exactly. And any step toward that is worth taking. But that would be the ultimate goal.
How do I know what constitutes a serving? I then start to freak out about the details of like, is this a serving or is this not a serving? Like, how do I navigate that?
Right. So I can tell you're a tracker, right? You have a history of doing some tracking or some logging.
I do not like it, but
I don't either. So that's a very good question. And I think we can do it in a very simple way.
So we know that eating more fruits and vegetables is the best way to protect your health. But the best way to protect your digital health is to use a VPN. And that's where today's sponsor, NordVPN, comes in. Imagine you're driving a car. Anyone can watch where you're going, see the paths that you took, when you turned left or right, and just get a better understanding of who you are and what you do on a day-to-day basis. That's what happens online every time you go to a website. With a VPN, you can hide all of that. And NordVPN is the fastest VPN out there with over 5,000 servers across 60 different countries. And one of the things I love about NordVPN is that you can switch your location easily. There's a lot of shows that are not available here in the US, like, for example, Doctor Who. But if I switch my location, I can watch it anytime I want. And I've been craving a rewatch ahead of the new season coming out. So I've been doing that. So yeah, not only am I a lot safer online thanks to NordVPN, I'm also a lot more entertained, and I can't thank them enough for that. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to www.nordvpn.com/TLBC. That's www.nordvpn.com/TLBC. Do that and you'll get a huge discount off of your NordVPN plan, plus a bonus gift. And it's completely risk-free with NordVPN's 30-day money-back guarantee. So head over to nordvpn.com/TLBC or click or tap the link in the description of this episode.
So for me, the rule of thumb is if it's a cooked vegetable, so basically broccoli, carrots, whatever, then about a half a cup. And that is, you can visualize as being like what would fit in a small handful or, just a small ice cream scoop, that size. That's a half a cup. And if it's a raw leafy green, like salad greens, lettuce, because they're so fluffy, we make the serving size a little bit bigger, a cup, which is about the size of a baseball, you know, and it doesn't really need to be any more exact than that. We do not need to be getting out an atomic scale to decide if this is 1.1 serving or 0.9 serving. That's close enough. But even just, but the good news there is, Greg, that a lot of times what we might look at on our plate and think, oh, that's a serving of broccoli, is actually two servings of broccoli because it's a cup's worth. I didn't make up those serving sizes. Those are the standard serving sizes that we use in the sort of nutrition and dietetics world. So I thought, well, let's stick with those because they are sort of a standard reference. And when we hear those dietary guidelines encouraging us to eat five servings of vegetables, those are the serving sizes that they're talking about. So let's start with those. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess something I'm curious about, because you mentioned like we don't need to break out a scale. We don't. I agree. Like, this doesn't seem like it needs to be something that is so complicated and intimidating.
Yeah.
So how did it get there?
I wonder if it was that we fell in love with the sort of quantification of diet and nutrition. We had tools available to us. I mean, honestly, I remember growing up, and my mom was a lifelong dieter, and we had paperback books that listed thousands of foods, and you could look up and see how many calories were in those foods. And that goes back, 50 years or something, that we started to publish those lists of foods. And it gave everybody this idea that we could count that exactly how many calories we were eating, and that we could set a goal, I should only be eating 1200, 1600, 2000, whatever it is. And I just look it up in my book, I tally it all up. And this can be a very scientific enterprise. There are so many false assumptions baked into that scenario. But yeah, as we cottoned to this idea of quantifying our nutrition, it then begs the question, well, if I want to make sure it's 100 calories, not 90 calories, that means I need to know whether it's 4 ounces or 3.5 ounces. And from there flows this kind of obsessive need to nail down the details. But as I said just a minute ago, Greg, the average American adult is eating 1.5 servings of vegetables a day. We don't need to know whether it's 1.4 or 1.6 to know which direction that needs to head in order to be more aligned with something that would support optimal health.
So if you want to hear more from Monica, she has two podcasts, The Nutrition Diva and Change Academy. Change Academy, I actually had the honor of being a guest on, so I've got the link to that episode in the description of this episode if you're interested. But before we head out, Monica actually had one last thing that she wanted to share as a way to help you eat a little bit healthier.
I do a 30-day challenge where we start together on the same day. And over the next 30 days, that gives me much more opportunity to give more nuance, give more education about the individual things that we're focused on and why they matter, and also a chance to do sort of implementation support. Okay, now you've convinced me that eating more vegetables is in my best interest, but how do I do that? And then just the support of a community. It's always more fun to do things in groups. So we do it together. I do it once or twice a year. I really enjoy doing this and seeing how they are able, in such a short period of time, make substantive shifts that feel sustainable to them. Go to my website, nutritionovereasy.com/upgrade, and we kick it off on November 8th. So that's just a little time frame, and it'll go till the very beginning of December. And I found that this is a really tricky time of year for a lot of people because they start to see, oh, the holidays are coming and there's travel and there's family. And so often people just think, oh, obviously I can't maintain any kind of healthy habits in this. So I'm just going to put it on the shelf and I'm going to get it back down January 1st. And I feel like that's a missed opportunity. So we timed this specifically to give people a little extra support and structure as we head into the holidays to navigate those in ways that don't feel like punishing, where we can really still enjoy the holidays, but then not feel like we have a big bill to pay at the end of the year in terms of the impact on our health.
If you're interested, the link to that is in the description of this episode, and I couldn't recommend working with her more. I mean, you've heard how great she actually is and how much she knows. So thank you so much for being here. My name is Greg Clunas. Be sure to click follow or subscribe wherever you're tuned into this today, and let me know what you thought about the episode. Leave a comment or a message wherever you are consuming this. Thank you, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.